This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you along as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. Today's the 4th of January, 2014. Ladies and gentlemen, it's good to have you with us, joining us on this very first broadcast of the new year. And there's a lot going on, as always. You know, it's funny how the new year looks an awful lot like the old year. Isn't that amazing how that seems to work out? Anyway, the big story right now here in southern Michigan seems to be the weather. It's just incredibly bitter cold, and we have a massive cold front coming. In fact, this is blanketing much of the nation. We just had a huge snowstorm dumping several inches of snow here on us, and we have another one coming tonight. As I speak right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are under not one, but two severe winter weather advisories. One for the bitter cold winter wind chills, and one for the snowfall and the hazardous driving conditions that are coming with that. We're supposed to get, I think it was like, actually they've upped the ante on this thing. They actually have it now where we're supposed to get, I think, something like, it says snow accumulations of 6 to locally 10 inches expected from Saturday evening into Sunday evening. You know, as I said, the temperatures, I think we're supposed to have like wind chills of something like 30 below is the last time I knew, unless they've changed that as well. So I think it's important to talk a little bit about global warming. man. You know, and as I said, much of the 6 to 9 inches of snow in St. Louis, Missouri, so, I mean, much of the nation is facing the same thing. Now I see today there is an AP report out called the temperature predictions are startling, 25 degrees below zero in Fargo, North Dakota, minus 31 in International Falls, Minnesota, and 15 below in Indianapolis and Chicago. At those temperatures, exposed skin, of course, can get frostbite in minutes, and hypothermia can quickly set in because wind chills could hit 50, 60, or even 70 degrees below zero, is what they're saying right now in the Associated Press. So, with all that, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Telegraph with a new article out this past week, January 1st, just a few days ago. They say world's climate warming faster than feared, scientists say. Scientists say the world's climate is warming faster than feared because previous predictions were too optimistic and overestimated the cooling impacts of clouds. Well, isn't this amazing? Ladies and gentlemen, this is insanity. When you look around you and you can clearly see the ramifications of what's going on, and you're still pontificating the same BS that you've been pontificating, then, you know, one thing that amazes me about these global warming freaks is this notion that that we, you know, those of us who say that no, anthropogenic greenhouse warming is not happening, they call us climate deniers. Who are the real climate deniers, ladies and gentlemen, when you've got this kind of insanity being spewed out by the likes of, public radio and public television and these media outlets like the Telegraph out of the UK? They say, as the planet marked its fourth hottest year on record, a study published in the journal Nature found increasing levels of carbon dioxide will lead to thinner ocean clouds and reduce their cooling impact, causing temperature rises of at least 5.6 degrees Fahrenheit over the course of the century. Why is anybody listening to these people? Why? And now we have, just to add a little to the fun, global warming scientists are stuck in the ice. Did you hear about this one? Apparently this Chris Turney, who's a climate scientist and, I guess, professor, he was a leader of the expedition going. Basically, what these people were doing is they were going to Africa. They were going to the North Pole. And they're going to prove once and for all that Arctic sea ice is melting at a rapid rate. And it's going to, flood the oceans and everybody's going to die. And, all the poor little polar bears are going to perish. They're all going to drown because, everybody knows polar bears can't possibly swim. Their ship got stuck in the ice. And they sent a rescue ship that also got stuck in the ice. And then they sent another rescue ship, and that got stuck in the ice. So ultimately what happened is they had to get rescued by a helicopter, because that's the only means of getting them out of there. Now, will they admit defeat? Will they repent of their evil? You know, folks, this is such a religion. This is such a religion, and it's so ridiculous. But it doesn't matter, see? Because somehow they're going to find a way to explain this away. And, what's funny about this is the vast majority of the news stories that talk about them getting stuck in the ice don't even mention what the ship's mission really was. Newsbusters has an article, 98% of the stories ignore that ice-bound ship was on a global warming mission. So they don't want to connect those dots, see? They don't want to show you how they've been lying to you for so long about this nonsense that, we've got global warming being taught with a common core homework as well, So all this stuff is going on here, and the agenda moves forward, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back from the break, we're just about, I guess I got a couple of minutes. I want to start on this. There have been a number of setbacks for these climate freaks who are pushing this agenda. The name of the game, folks, is carbon taxes. That's what they're after. And make no mistake about it. Most of you folks know this, but there is a huge amount of money to be made from taking away your ability to do what you want without paying this carbon tax. And there's nothing you can do without paying the carbon tax if they get it into effect. Now, Daily Caller writes, hold your champagne glasses high this holiday season, because the end of 2013 marks the 17th year without global warming. This year has been trying for climate scientists and environmentalists who have been trying hard to explain away the 17-year hiatus in global warming and link extreme weather to rising greenhouse gas emissions. Yeah, if it's too cold, it's global warming. And they've actually said that, folks. If it's too hot, it's global warming. If you get no snow or not enough precipitation, hey, that's global warming too. If you get too much, that's global warming. Earthquakes, volcanoes, everything. Hey, it's global warming. Have a bad day? Guess what? It's global warming too. That's how these people think. That's how they try. Talk about having your cake and eating it too. Anyway, they say this year has been trying for climate scientists and environmentalists who've been trying hard to explain away the 17-year hiatus in global warming and link extreme weather to rising greenhouse gas emissions, despite strong evidence to the contrary. There has been a breakdown in the man-made global warming consensus, and some even argue we are headed for another ice age. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll wrap this subject up because there's a lot more subjects to cover as time progresses here on Govern America. By the way, second hour, we're going to be visiting with Aaron Bollinger of the Sherman Institute again. We have some other things to discuss. We'll probably update you on the Convention of States meetings that are going on, and then we're going to turn a corner and talk about some other things. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
She wants to do is dance, dance. And if kitchen sink, and all she wants to do is dance. Crazy people want.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. And as we continue on here, we're talking about a little bit about the weather and global warming, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but the fact of the matter is, folks, we are facing possibly another ice age. At least there's talk about that right now. But somehow these global warming alarmists can't seem to quit pushing this agenda. And that's the bottom line. And I was sharing a little bit from the Daily Caller. They said, in honor of the 17th year of without global warming, he says that we've put together seven setbacks for global warming alarmism. Number one, studies show that the world was warmer than it is today during the Roman Empire and when the Vikings were plundering Europe and North America. In fact, even in the 19th century, there were discussions surrounding the fact that the Vikings could settle the northernmost reaches of Greenland and North America because there was less ice coverage. Number two, during the second week in December, the U.S. saw more than 2,000 record low temperatures and record snowfalls, according to the National Weather Service and Ham Weather Records Center. There were 606 record low temperatures, 1,234 low maximum temperatures, and 285 record snowfalls across the country. Are you going to hear about this on any of these mainstream news outlets that are pushing the agenda, folks? I highly doubt it. In the meantime, there were only 98 high temperature records and 148 high minimum temperature records. Number three, satellite data shows that the polar bears have at least one reason to be happy this year. Arctic sea ice coverage was up to 50% over last year's record low coverage, as our voyaging team apparently discovered. Anyway, contrary to Al Gore's prediction that there would be no polar ice cap by this year, sea ice coverage spanned nearly 2,100 cubic miles by the end of this year's melting season, up from about 1,400 cubic last year. Number four, global warming, or global cooling is on the way, actually. According to an increasing number of scientists, German scientists have predicted that based on declining sunspot activity and natural climate oscillation, the world will cool over the next centuries. Temperatures will eventually drop to levels corresponding with the Little Ice Age of 1870. Number five, other scientists have also been coming around to the global cooling side of things. Now, keep in mind, listeners, that originally in the, I think it was the 1970s, this was the original alarmism that was going on. Oh, the planet's cooling off, and man-made global cooling is a big deal, and blah, blah, blah. And see, the weather didn't cooperate with them then, and so they just switched to global warming. So my concern is now, as this increases more and more, and we go through the other cycle, we may end up having scientists start beating the anthropogenic greenhouse cooling or anthropogenic global cooling thing again. This is a real concern, and we need to watch out for it. Bottom line is, weather and climate are cyclic, folks. But they'll use any opportunity, just like Rahm Emanuel. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Anything that's happening, they're going to try to use to push their agenda. They say the BBC reported that Professor Mike Lockwood of Reading University predicts that at the current rate of decline in solar activity, another little ice age could envelope North Europe. Number six, the United Nations Climate Bureaucracy's latest global warming report was called hilarious by a leading scientist from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Dr. Richard Lindzen said the UN's report has truly sunk to levels of hilarious incoherence because they continue to proclaim with ever greater certainty that mankind is causing global warming despite their models continually being wrong. Their excuse, and this is a quote, for the absence of warming over the past 17 years is that the heat is hiding in the deep ocean. You know, maybe the heat is hiding in the same place as Al-Qaeda boogeyman. Maybe we need to be searching. Yeah, you know, maybe we need to go on a global war on warming.
You ever think about that? Anyway, he says, however, this is simply an admission that the models fail to simulate the exchanges of heat between the surface layers and the deeper oceans. Number seven, the Senate testimony of Dr. Roger Pelkey of the University of Colorado completely undercut environmentalists and Democrats trying to claim that global warming was causing extreme weather. Quote, it is misleading and just plain incorrect to claim that disasters associated with hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and droughts have increased on climate timescales, either in the United States or globally, Pilkey said. It is further incorrect to associate the increasing costs of disasters with the emissions of greenhouse gases. The other witnesses on the panel did not refute Pilkey's data. So anyway, we got that going on, and I thought that was important enough to share, given the fact that, you know, we're always hearing this nonsense. This agenda is always being pushed. All right, moving along here, we have other Agenda 21 news, by the way. Obama, and by the way, Nancy LeVan, if you're wondering where she's at a meeting today. In fact, she's going to be there, I think, throughout the broadcast. She's doing a little networking today, so hopefully that'll be a positive direction. And then I think she has something going on next week as well. I'm not quite sure. I'll have to check with her. But anyway, so if you're wondering, why is he going solo today? Well, that's it. I used to do a lot of solo shows, but I like it better doing it with people. Anyway, moving along here, we have from Breitbart, we see Obama to give wind farms a 30-year pass on eagle deaths. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think this is an important subject to cover because wind farms were the environmentalists' sustainable solution. Now, how many times have you heard about the evils of coal-fired power plants? Oh, coal is just the worst thing in the world for the environment. And yet, we like to flip our light switches and have them come on. And we've seen with some of the dangers of nuclear energy we're still living with the Fukushima thing, you know, you got to do something. And these people are not going to be happy until you're living in a mud hut with absolutely no resources and no ability to keep yourself warm. Anyway, they say the Obama administration is about to approve a rule that will ensure the death of golden and bald eagles for the next 30 or more years. Hundreds of thousands of birds die each year flying into the deadly turbine blades atop soaring towers that comprise wind farms. The rule will give wind farms 30-year permits for non-purposeful take of eagles. That is where the take is associated with, but not the purpose of the activity. The take of eagles is also a euphemism for the slaughter of them. The wind farms fulfill Obama's ambitious pursuit of developing renewable energy sources. Unfortunately, there's no talk, by the way, of Tesla technology, folks. You know, they could have free energy if they really wanted it. All right, we got the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us. We'll be back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Uh,
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. As we continue here on this very first broadcast of 2014, continuing on here, before the break, I was sharing with you an article from Breitbart, which I pretty much covered as well as I think I need to. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, these windmills were being promoted by the environmentalists as clean energy, and now they're not very happy about the clean energy solution that they proposed. Because, oh, they're chopping up eagles. They're chopping up birds. They're helping to further endanger species. So this is a good example, by the way, of what I've often talked about, sustainable development being on a collision course with itself. I mean, not even those pro-sustainable development people, these environmentalists who would willingly jeopardize the environment if it... The bottom line is this is a people control agenda. Many of these people that are behind this, they don't care about really the environment at all. At all. I'm having difficulty spitting the words out today. But the point is that it's all about controlling you and me. And that's the key here. A lot of these windmills, by the way, they're being subsidized, and that's the only reason why they are a viable thing that's even, a viable business model at all. Interesting article in the New American. Wind and solar energy sources, they say, can wreak havoc on utility grids. And this is another problem that's increasingly inherent with these windmills. They say power must be used as it is generated and generated as it is used. There's no way to store it. As consumer demand increases, so must generation. Whether or not the wind is blowing or the sun is shining, as demand drops off, for instance, during mild weather or at night when there's a slowdown in commercial and industry activity, electricity producers must produce or reduce output to balance production and usage. When demand is low enough, producers must pay to put power on the grid, giving electricity a negative value. Of course, that isn't true for subsidized renewables, which get priority access to the grid and guaranteed prices for their product regardless of its value. Your tax dollars are going to keep flowing to them in the form of government subsidies, even when their continued production is causing major grid problems. You'll also feel the effect in your monthly utility bill because the situation forces non-subsidized producers, such as coal and nuclear plants, to remain online as spinning reserves to instantly modulate their output in response to vacillating renewable sources, a process that is both expensive and inefficient. The more a grid relies on undependable renewables, the more unstable it becomes, and the higher the risk of blackouts and brownouts. Europe is feeling the brunt of this ludicrous situation, prompting its largest power companies to publicly call for an end to renewable energy subsidies because subsidies are causing crippling utility bills and the threat of continent-wide blackouts. James Conca of Forbes reported that regardless of demand, consumers in France must pay wind generators their guaranteed 83 euros per megawatt hour, or 112 U.S. dollars per megawatt hour, whereas nuclear power wholesalers wholesales for about 40 euros. So we got they have to pay 83 per megawatt hour, where it wholesales for about 40 euros per megawatt hour. Germany, where renewables comprise 25% of the power portfolio, has the highest electricity prices in Europe, causing German newspaper Der Spiegel to declare electricity a luxury good and point out, quote, this year, German consumers will be forced to pay 20 billion euros for electricity from solar, wind, and biogas plants, electricity with a market price of just over 3 billion euros. Meanwhile, Bloomberg reported taxes Germans pay to support renewables have quadrupled since 2009. Ironically, German CO2 emissions are on the rise because the country's coal plants must constantly ramp up and down in response to erratic renewable power, which proves once again that sustainable solutions accomplish exactly the opposite of their stated intent. Anyway, I'm going to leave that article there. I just thought it was worth pointing out. Once again, folks, the more we move towards sustainable development, the more difficulties we encounter. Here we see also from the Associated Press, Chicago is in the process right now. You know, bicycling is something that they have promoted all across the country as another sustainable solution. Okay? You know, because cars are evil, because cars spew out carbon dioxide and, you know, what a horrible thing that is, right? Well, now they're talking about in Chicago doing a bike tax. They say early blasts of snow and ice below zero temperatures haven't stopped a surprising number of Chicago cyclists from spinning through the ice and slush this winter, thanks in part to a city so serious about accommodating them that it deploys mini snowplows to clear the bike lanes. The snow clearing operation. Now, how do you folks feel about riding your bike in 30 or up to 70 degree below zero wind chills? This is the future of sustainable development, by the way, if they get their way at making car travel so expensive that you folks can't afford it anymore. See, I don't think they're ever going to fully ban cars. I really don't. I think what's going to happen is they're going to keep regulating it to death. It'll get to the point where you folks can't afford to use them. Only the wealthy will be able to afford to travel with an automobile. I think that's the goal. That's the plan. See, they're never going to make it where they have to do the very thing that they're trying to ensnare you with. So, anyway, they say the snow clearing operation is just the latest attention city leaders have lavished on cycling, from a growing web of bike lanes to the nation's second largest shared network of grab-and-go bicycles stationed all over town. But it also spotlights questions that have been raised here, a city wrestling with deep financial problems and across the country. Who's paying for all the bicycle upkeep? And shouldn't bicyclists be kicking in themselves? So one way, you know, they go on to talk about how a city council person has proposed a $25 annual cycling tax, which was shot down by a number of very angry bicyclists. So, you know, no matter what you do, they're going to figure out a way to tax it. And anyway, moving along here, we see EPA. The EPA is promoting its control over private streams and creeks. More power grabs, more land grabs, listeners. The controversial Environmental Protection Agency proposals, previously reported in off-the-grid news, were listed as priorities on the White House's 2013 fall regulatory agenda released in late November. The proposals would define waters of the United States under the Clean Water Act as including not only rivers and lakes, but also streams, because the EPA says streams are connected to and have important effects on downstream waters, that is, rivers and larger bodies of water. EPA's definition of streams would include large and small creeks and streams, and also seasonal creeks and streams, the proposal said. The proposal further said that the wetlands and open waters and floodplains of streams and rivers are integrated with streams and rivers. There are 3.5 million miles of rivers and streams in America, according to the EPA. So, obviously, if they're able to use this as a tool, as a means by which they can expand their ever-encroaching grab of people's private property, they're going to do it. Thousands, if not a few million homes of private property reside next to streams, which often run through what homeowners would call ditches. The White House regulatory agenda said the Clean Water Act contains language that, because of court rulings, has led to uncertainty. The law could benefit from additional clarification through rulemaking. I'm already up to the break time already, so I'll tell you what, I'll leave that there, but just keep in mind, there's going to be more and more efforts in this year to expand the ever-encroaching federal land grabs in the name of protecting and conservation, protecting the environment. Sustainable development, ladies and gentlemen, it's all Agenda 21. As I said, 2014 looks an awful lot like 2013. You know, the numbers change, but the agenda remains the same. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick time out here for about 4 minutes, and we'll hit the ground running in the next segment. This hour is going by very quickly. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse,
It could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. Yes, a change is going to come. And I guess it's really up to us, you and I, to decide whether the change will be for the good or for the bad. You know, we've seen an awful lot of bad in the previous years. But we've also seen a lot of good things, too, happening here, folks. In many respects, we can be encouraged by a lot of the developments of late, especially since the fact that we have a lot of folks that have awakened to the agenda and are getting active. And that's always something that's encouraging to me to see. In the meantime, so I don't talk us out of time, we have the Center for Biological Diversity, which is always an enemy of our republic and our freedoms. They're declaring that there's Endangered Species Act protection. They're urging, after eight-month delay, to re-examine science, White Bluff's bladder pod, Umtanum desert buckwheat, two plants. They're urging for protection, quote-unquote protection. And God help you if you have these... Have you any of these endangered species or plants on your property? And as we've seen in the past with a lot of this stuff, you don't even need to have them on your property. All they say is, well, they say they're there. They say that they spotted one there or in the area. And then they put the restrictions upon you. Reuters is reporting New Mexico sues to block horse slaughter facility. They say New Mexico's attorney general sued on Thursday to block a horse slaughter plant scheduled to open next month from becoming the first facility of its kind to operate in the United States in more than 5 years. Keep in mind, listeners, that it sounds all warm and fuzzy to stop horses from being slaughtered. But what's happened as a result of this de facto ban, I guess you'd say, for lack of a better word, is people have turned horses loose in the wild, and they have suffered greatly because of it. They have been left abandoned. They have been left to be torn apart by wild animals in many cases. So, once again, accomplishing the opposite of their stated intent. Rather than harvesting the horses for useful purposes and having them euthanized properly, they are being victimized. We have San Francisco. This is a story that was actually from last month, but I thought it was worth mentioning. They're considering banning butterfly releases at weddings. So another feel-good move for something that is really going to accomplish nothing. Butterflies die very quickly. They don't have a very long lifespan because, well, they don't eat. They're done eating by the time they're butterflies. And so, what's the point, folks? But to make people feel good. We have seasonal flu spreading throughout the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Kind of an interesting thought that, keep in mind, Baxter International was caught sending live avian flu. They placed that in vaccine materials and sent it to 18 countries, ladies and gentlemen, back in 2009. Now we find out that H1N1 flu virus is surfacing in Chicago. We find that they are putting supposedly dead viruses in the flu vaccines. But how can we trust the pharmaceutical companies, listeners, when they stand to profit from a pandemic by rushing out these vaccines? That's my concern. And we know that the agenda is to depopulate this country and really the world, ultimately. GlaxoSmithKline is saying that they're no longer going to pay doctors to promote their products, and they'll stop tying compensation of sales representatives to the number of prescriptions doctors write, according to the New York Times. They published that on December 16th. Why was this allowed to go on in the first place? How can you trust your doctor if your doctor's being paid by the big pharmaceutical companies? And that's one drug company saying they're going to quit. How many other drug companies are continuing? And this is another problem that we have inherent throughout the system. And if we had a real government, they would be regulating and making those types of payments illegal. They should be illegal. You should be able to trust your doctors. But there's so many things wrong with doctors today. There's so many things wrong with the medical profession. Oh, I guess Obamacare is going to fix it all, isn't it? Anyway, we have scientists creating the world's first glow-in-the-dark pigs. Genetically engineering pigs with jellyfish DNA. That's going on. That comes out of the Daily Mail out of Britain. So many things been piling up here. Google sees a jump in government takedown requests. This is another one from the AFP. Google said Thursday it saw a big jump in early 2013. In early 2013? Okay, well, I guess they were reporting about something that happened earlier in the year. It's interesting it took them this long to finally spill the beans, as it were. And the number of requests from governments around the world to remove online content, in many cases, for political reasons. As I said before, ladies and gentlemen, if you like a website, you think it's informative, you think it's worth preserving, find yourself some software. There are programs on the internet where you can download entire websites. Now's the time to do it, because tomorrow it may not be there. We see also a U.S. court allows more phone snooping. Big surprise there, huh? Reuters says the secretive U.S. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court on Friday renewed the authority of U.S. intelligence agencies to collect data on millions of Americans' telephone calls in a program that has set off a legal battle over privacy rights. Well, if the court had went the other way, would they have stopped? That's my question. See, these people are above the law. They're not going to listen to the law, even if the law tells them to quit. And that's just my belief on it. In the meantime, we have Communist China. Lots of Communist China news. They're stepping up their presence in the Motor City, Motown. According to Christian Science Monitor, Detroit Auto Know-How. And while the U.S. automotive industries continue to rebound after its near collapse from the financial crisis a few years back, China is quietly expanding its presence in the Detroit-based market, encouraged by the low price of real estate and the high level of advanced engineering talent. Dozens of Chinese auto companies and suppliers are opening plants and offices in and around the Motor City, where they hope to one day sell cars to U.S. buyers. Listeners, we're being spied upon. I just covered in the previous story how we're being spied upon by the NSA. That's all well and good, but let's invite the Communist Chinese, this brutal dictatorship regime, into the country to set up shop. This is just more insanity. We also have a communist Chinese tycoon wants to buy the New York Times. What a great idea, huh? Then they can spew their propaganda right out to the American people. What could possibly go wrong with this? All this is going on, by the way, while the Communist Chinese are bragging about how their H-6K can strike regional targets without leaving Chinese airspace. I'll tell you what, maybe I'll touch upon this briefly at the top of the next hour, and then we'll bring up Aaron Bollinger to talk about a variety of things here and then starting in the next hour. Stay with us. This hour is going by very quick. Time's going by very quick. This is Govern America, top of the hour news, and we'll be back for hour number two right after the breaks. Stay with us.